so you're always in demand, and it can be good money, I suppose. So then it's like, well, what do you do to generate that kind of income? I don't know, it's kind of a weird one, isn't it, really? Unless you want to train as a plasterer, but I'm sure that's not quite what you've got in mind. But I think as well, the other thing is it can be quite hard work, can it really? You know, running cables, messing around. I mean, I guess it depends what you're doing, but, there you are. I suppose you learn to pick and choose the jobs you want. maybe it's not, and you can't even do that, I don't know, because you have to do whatever, each job's going to have a bit of everything. So I know it's a bit of a strange one, but I kind of hear what you're saying, that, you know, it's nice to get to a stage or whatever and go, you know what, let's do something different. But it's like, what do you walk into that pays them the spondoolies you need? Because that's the other thing as well, isn't it? That life's expensive, isn't it? I don't know. Maybe you've got some clever plan. Or maybe you haven't got any plan. Just fancy a date. But, it's a weird one. I mean, obviously what we do is, quite varied. I mean, we've got, at least we've got staff now to go, well, actually, you can go and do that, because I don't know. So there's a bit of that. But, obviously lots of years of not having that luxury. Now back to PG7 HMV.
Yeah, G7 HMV and 0 VA. I've not got no plan at all. I've been in the industry now for how many years have I been in it? 23 years I've been in it now. So, I do know the industry, like the back of my hand, inside and out. And there's different, the good thing about being in this industry is that there's different angles you can look at it at. You know, I'm thinking of taking this renewable energy that is taking off massively now, Matt. Going into that sort of thing a bit more. Now, I'm not really too fussed if it involves me sort of jumping between the two or wrapping up what I'm doing there and jumping into it, whatever. Whether that's with my own thing or working for a big outfit, I don't know. It depends on how much, I'm going to get paid from it all, if you know what I mean, and whether it's going to be financially beneficial, which I think it will be. Because, I mean, like you say, 5 years ago, Matt, we were paying half the cost of living. Everything's double the price now, so it means you've got to double your wages. So even though you might think you're earning a good whack, you're earning half of what you were earning 5 years ago. So, either your prices have got to go up, or you still working the same. And, it's still a catch-22, because I can't really put my prices up too much, or suddenly end up losing customers at work. So I've not really sort of done that. I've had quantity of work to keep me going, but, I'm still thinking, there's other opportunities out there that really exercise my expertise on and get paid handsomely for it, if you know what I mean, Matt. So, we're living in an age now where things just cost an awful amount of money. I watched a video today, and a friend of mine who owns a car business is on YouTube, and he basically said in this video, he said that he spends £70,000 a year on auto trailer. 70 grand a year. And he says 5 years ago, it was like you know, 15, 16 grand. But, I mean, how can you spend £70,000 a year? I mean, he's got about 35 cars on the forecourt. I mean, that's just stupid, that is. I mean, this is what it is. Everything's like that now. It's just massively expensive, that to you.
Yeah, G7 HMV. Yeah, well, it's true. I mean, as I say, I mean, salary-wise, I've not really put my salary up probably that much over the last 5 years. So you're right, probably in many ways. probably 5 years ago, I was paid very handsomely, but... I'm not badly paid by any means, but I mean, you know what I mean, though. As I said, it definitely doesn't go as far as it used to. I don't seem to be going on five-star hotels for a small fortune holidays anymore. That's all I was doing, perhaps 5 years ago. But, you know, I don't know, you taste change a bit anyway, that you really are not that bothered, really. But, I've been on some fairly wild and wacky holidays in the past. But I don't know. But yeah, you're right. Everything costs a lot more than it ever used to cost. And you have to make choices, don't you? Really, these days. I mean, you know, that once upon a time, that you know, wasn't really a consideration. Now you're making choices about different things. One thing that was great, of course, years ago. I mean, when I first started doing what I did, I used to drive around in a fairly basic car. I had a Mazda 2. And they were under 10 grand when I bought them, you know, talking 15, 20 years ago, I don't know. So I buy a Mazda 2, whatever it was, and less than 10 grand, so hardly anything. It's probably less than £100 a month on car payments. And, you know, the mileage was the same, you know, 45p a mile or whatever, 25p a mile. And basically, I was claiming that mileage back, and the money that I got from just driving the car, paid for by the company, claiming the mileage back, would pay for the car, pay for the servicing, running the car, and probably not the fuel, probably, but then the fuel was much less. But anyway, the long and the short of it was, I used to get like £3,000 or £4,000 paid back, which was the money from the fuel that I was claiming back at 45p a mile. I'd make whatever money and pay off all, by the time I paid off everything I owed, car payments, blah, 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 I'd end up with four and a half grand a year. And we used to use that as our holiday. So, you know, 15 years ago, having 4,000 quid or whatever was quite nice to say and timing out. But that just doesn't work that now anymore. That's how it used to use some HMP.
Yeah, G7HMV, zero VUB return. Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, 10 years ago, man, I was getting tax rebates. I don't think I've had a rebate in years. Oh dear. Yeah. Oh, that reminds me, I got that to pay in January. Not looking forward to that. But yeah, like you say, you know, you're travelling a lot in the car, so obviously, you know, it does pay for itself, I suppose, to some degree. But you know, rightly it should, because at the end of the day, it's not really sort of, it's all business miles, isn't it? You shouldn't have to be paying for it. But, it's definitely opened my eyes up a bit, especially the cost that's been involved this Christmas. I mean, this Christmas has been horrendous, the cost. With everything. I was looking the other day and I thought, look how much we spent. And we ain't done anything different than we did last year. you know, last year it was half the price. Now it's double. I think that will reflect, you know, in the economy, you know, because I've been seeing, I keep an eye on, track the economy and stuff, and people aren't spending much this year at all compared to this last year. People have cut back massively because at the end of the day, the cost of living is a lot more than it was last year or the year before, so on and so forth. We're all still getting paid the same. It's very difficult though, you know, especially in my line of work, to start putting prices up. So yeah, but I mean, I'm quite fortunate. I've got a couple of decent contracts that keeps me going, you know. But I would like to sort of explore other areas, especially in the more technical side of things, because, you know, I've got a lot of expertise that I could use, especially, like, you know, with managing Freestar and stuff. It opened my eyes up a bit of what I could actually do in a career path. So I'm going to do a bit of exploration, a bit of research. You know, I'll probably troll about on LinkedIn and stuff and see what's going on. And then basically take it from there, Matt. So, yeah. We'll see what happens in the new year. There you go. Anyway, I'll pass it back to you, Matt. You're probably about done on this walk-in now, aren't you, Matthew?
Yeah, G7 HMV. Now I'm back in the warm, so I'm fine. So, yeah, just come out with the dogs. You can tell it's cooler outside, because normally it's a mild night. I like to go around the back of the house and explore and leave me on the doorstep waiting for them to come back, but it's a bit cooler, they make a bit of a beeline for the front door to come and get in the warmth themselves. Whereas they are 10 now, getting on a bit. I don't know, you've got to keep your options open, haven't you? And, you know, keep an eye on what's going on. All sorts of things you can look at, so, why not get on and have a look. I know what you mean, though, all this renewable stuff and, you know, solar or whatever it may be. There's lots of stuff going on with all that. And installs and stuff. And, you know, they're properly stacked. You know, there's plenty of work there as well. That's the other thing with all this. I mean, we had quite a lot of problems. We had solar installed at the office. Now we've got 20 panels, so it's quite a punchy system. So we've got quite a bit of power generation, about 8 kilowatts or something on a hot day, on a good day. And, it's a cement roof. They managed to crack the roof. They put the panels on. It all leaked in. So we went, well, look, we've got quite a bad leak after you've done the thing. So they did it all off. In the end, we ended up getting the roof reskinned, which cost us another 10 grand on top of what it cost us for the solar. And then we didn't really want the company back to put the panels back on because they'd done such a bad job and they didn't really want to destroy our new roof. So basically we got it installed under the supervision. That was a proviso of getting the roof done, that they'd come back and supervise the solar people. So they weren't particularly great, unfortunately. But then they just subbed it out, so basically. But, that left us with this dilemma that the job never got fully done. The subcontractor managed to let his ladder fall over or do something, knocked into the next door's Range Rover, and then kind of tried to say, oh, well, it's our fault. And you're like, well, how's it our fault to do with us? Anyway, it was just a complete nightmare. The whole thing was a joke. Anyway, in the end, they sorted the Range Rover out, so that's fine, and then we had a balance, and we were basically saying, look, we're not paying the balance until you sort the car out and whatever. And anyway, it all just ended a bit ugly. Let's just take a reset. Yeah, well, it all ended a bit ugly, so we decided, well, there we are. But then it didn't all get signed off properly, so we're trying to now get a feed tariff, and they're going, well, where's your certificate to say it's all been signed off? And it's a pain now going back to them trying to get it all signed off so we can get a feeding tariff. And so it's been a complete nightmare, and, you know, the kind of thing, if we hadn't bothered starting, it would have been a lot better. But, you know, we did, and we've got there. So I think it's going to take us a bit longer to pay it back, but, you know, what's done's done, isn't it, all that lot. But anyway, the long and the short of it is that it's, you know, getting someone else back.